Hello, everybody. My name is Tyler Sear, and you are listening to episode 2 of Junior Hockey Players and Where to Find Them on CKDJ 107.9 and CKDJ.net. My guest this week is Gavin McCarthy, a goaltender in the NOJHL for the Timmins Rock. He played 38 games this season with a 2.53 goals against average, a .902 save percentage, and a record of 23-8-7, and in the playoffs, a record of 7-2-2. He led his team to 11 playoff games with a save percentage of .905 and a goals against average of 2.70. Prior to that, he started his career in minor hockey with the Rideau St. Lawrence Kings here in southern Ontario. He then moved on to the Upper Canada Cyclones U14 AAA team, where he played there for 2 years, U14 and U15. He then moved on to the Brockville Braves U18 AAA team in the HEO Hockey Eastern Ontario Hockey League here down in Ottawa. And, he had a fantastic career there as he put up a .906 save percentage in his first season in 24 games, and in 29 games in his second season, a .922 with a record of 19-7-1. He is a goaltender. His birthday is the 27th of June of 2003, 18 years of age. He's born in Athens, Ontario, just a little bit west of here. He is 6 foot, 182 centimeters, 170 pounds, 77 kilograms, and catches left. Without further ado, let's send it to the other Tyler, who has Gavin on the line. Hello, everyone. My name is Tyler Sear, and you're listening to Junior Hockey Players and Where to Find Them. My guest this week is Gavin McCarthy. Gavin, how are you today?
Good, Tyler. Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, it's always a pleasure. We met at the Rideau St. Lawrence Kings banquet this past week. What kind of role did RSL have in terms of shaping your career and the goalie that you are today?
Yeah, I can't say enough good things about that organization. I mean, I went from playing in a small town of Athens to kind of the next level, if you will, with RSL being the AA team. And I think that was a big step for me, which led me into Upper Canada Cyclones and then led me into where I am now.
For sure. I mean, we met at that banquet, and the energy was through the roof the entire night. I mean, the parents, the kids, everyone was really nice. Do you think that had a bit of an influence in terms of the kind of person that you've shaped out to become?
Yeah, that was awesome to go back to that banquet. And just as I was going, I wasn't sure what to expect, but it was the exact same as whenever I was there. So that was really nice to see that they've kept that, and it's everything's still awesome with that organization.
Awesome. Well, let's get down to business. You started your career in the HEO, in the under U18 AAA League with the Brockville Braves, where in your 2 years with them, you posted a 29-22-1 record in net with a save percentage of .906 in your first season and .922 in your second. What were those seasons in U18 like, and how do you feel they've shaped you into the successful player you are today?
Yeah, so my first year, I came into the league as a younger guy. We kind of split the role. I mean, we weren't one of the stronger teams, but I think I was happy with the way I played, and those numbers sort of speak for that. And then as far as the second year, that was an awesome year. A little older in the league. We had a bit of an older team, and obviously that means more experience. So, those numbers speak for the success we had that year. That was a great year, and I think it was a big help in getting me to junior.
For sure, and 38 games under your belt this season with the Timmins Rock of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. Majority of those were wins. Was there anybody in Timmins that sort of helped you stay dialed in?
Yeah, no, that was an awesome experience going up north like that, and playing as many games as I did was a great step for me, and I think having the support of my teammates and my coaches and everyone around the team up there, I mean, made my job pretty easy.
Now, this one is a little bit out there, but obviously you played in Brockville. What sort of led you to the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League rather than the Central?
So in my second year of U18 here, I was selected in the OHL by Sudbury, and they kind of liked the idea of having me up there closer to them, so I was totally in for that, and it was a great decision in the end to go up to the North.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, not your first season playing Junior A, as you played 7 games last season in Timmins with a 5-2-0 record. What was it like jumping from straight from U18 to Junior A?
As a goalie, the first thing I noticed was the shots. I mean, bigger, stronger guys, I mean, they're bringing it. And but other than that, the speed was fast. But being a backup in my first year, it wasn't a very long year, but it definitely helped me step in this year and kind of know what to expect.
For sure. Your partner in crime this year, Konrad Simard, had some pretty impressive numbers this season. I mean, what do you make of his game, and how crucial was his team to the role, or his role to the team this year?
Oh, yeah, that kid was awesome. I mean, there's not too many goalies that go undefeated in the year, so that's definitely a feather under his cap, and he pushed me all year. I can't say enough good things about Konrad.
Amazing. And I mean, Gavin... Any experiences from the NOJHL that you would like to share?
I think it just comes down to the fans up there in those small communities. They absolutely love it. I mean, for every game in the playoffs, we had over 1,200 fans in the building. So having that is just absolutely surreal.
1,200?
Yeah, and our final game we pushed 2,000, so that was really special.
Those are some big numbers, even for down here in the cities leagues. I mean, those are some really big numbers.
Yeah.
Well, I know that the Braves down there, they like to pack their house. They push 200 sometimes in the playoffs, but it's got to be a really important game for them to pack that many people in that little rink. So, yeah, I mean, you were drafted to Sudbury in 2020, the U18 Priority Selection Draft. What kind of role or impact have they had on your career since then?
Like I said, it's probably one of my favorite moments of my career so far, is being drafted. It really kind of brings that reassurance back to yourself that, you know, you are good, and the work you're putting in is paying off. So that was really, really big for me, and it almost, now that I haven't made the team or whatever, but having that push me, it's a great thing. And younger kids, definitely work for it, because when you get it, that is a great feeling.
For those kids out there who haven't really been drafted to the OHL, I mean, have you gotten any chance to practice with a team or participate in such training camps, conditioning camps, or whatnot?
Yeah, last season I was there with the team. Spent the whole week there. It was probably one of my favorite experiences in my life. I mean, you are truly treated like a pro up there. It's what you want, you get, and there's no excuses. Everything's there, and it's all up to you and to put the work in, and successful. So,
you know, I asked this question to most of the players I interview because I always get some pretty cool and surprising answers, including just some that I wouldn't expect in a million years. So, Gavin, what is your favorite hockey moment of all time? That one moment that stands out above all else. Can be in your career, doesn't have to be, just whatever.
Oh, Tyler, that's tough. I think when I was younger... Actually, with RSL, we weren't a very strong team. And I think one of our tournaments in the Toronto area, we had a great run, and we actually pushed towards, I believe it was the semifinals, and we were not expected to do that. So I think that was really cool, and it showed what this area is worth, and that the GTHL is not all this and that.
Yeah, the GTHL, that for kids of those that don't know, the Greater Toronto Hockey League. Do you feel that there's a huge difference between the U18 HEOs down here in Ottawa and the GTHLs down there?
I think obviously the amount of kids they have to pull from up there helps them in being stronger teams. But for the amount of people we have down here in Eastern Ontario, I think we do really well for what we have.
I don't think I could agree any more with that. I mean, we saw it this year with the Nepean Rainers, the U18 team. They really went far, and they didn't really struggle against any of those GTHL teams.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty fair fight most of the time.
Well, Gavin, anything you look for towards your future? Is there like a big moment that you're hoping really happens, or like where do you see yourself down the road?
Definitely my end goal after junior's done. I have 2 more years to junior. After that, I hope to get some sort of a scholarship to play in the States at either Division III or Division I. So that is definitely my next goal, and if I could achieve that would be awesome.
Any schools in particular?
I don't have any in particular, Tyler. I kind of just keep it an open mind.
Oh, fair enough. Well, Gavin, thank you very much for your time. It was a pleasure being on the phone with you, and a pleasure having a little conversation with you.
Awesome. Thank you very much for reaching out.
Of course. Have a good one.
Talk to you later.
Well, that was Gavin McCarthy of the NOJHL Timmins Rock. And, well, Gavin's had some really impressive numbers all season long in Timmins. He's done nothing but good things for that team. A fantastic record with 29 wins under his belt all season long. And you can continue to follow Gavin McCarthy as he continues his career with the Timmins Rock, number 74, the goaltender. And is very hopeful on moving on with the Sudbury Wolves and potentially playing some NCAA after that. So keep an eye on him. You could find his statistics on eliteprospects.com. And you've been listening to Junior Hockey Players and Where to Find Them. We upload these podcasts every single week, so tune on in to CKDJ.net. I'm Tyler Sear, and you are listening to Junior Hockey Players and Where to Find Them.